We are on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Tane, we're a little after half of the Amud. We're learning about the Gemara HaSulam. The Gemara says, Tana Oilin or Mistaklin with Yisnei Shomaila. Malachim went up and looked the Yisnei Shomaila, the Tura of Yaakov Avinu, Hakuk Bekise Yaakovid, Yodin and Mistaklin with Yisnei Shomata. Then they went down, were Mistakl with Yisnei Shomata. Boilis Gune, so they wanted to put him in a sakone, Yaakov Avinu. Miyad, Hine Hashem Nitzav Olov, the Rabbi Nishon was Nitzav Olov, Omer Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokish, El Mole, Mikra Kotu, Yev Shala Omroi, Sha Odom, Shem Meinis Al Benoit. Just like a father that is waving, standing over his son. What does he Rashi? Rashi says, "B'diyuknei shalmaylo, parsef odom, sheba'al b'chayis b'dmus yakish." The parsef odom, there's the four parsufim, and the parsef odom is b'dmus yakish. Bor l'tkune machmaskine, Nitzav Olav L'Shamroi Shemeinif Al Benoi B'Menite, like someone is waving, fanning over his son, Atziloi Min Hasheret, to immatle him from the heat. This is a very difficult Gemara to understand. The Buddhists see the Rabbeinu Gershon. The Rabbeinu Gershon says, Oilin u'mistakvin v'yukne shomayla klayma d'mus yakev chokuf v'kise yakovit boilis kune klayma d'mus v'yukne chokuf v'kise yakovit kavyochol yehei lamato. This is d'mus v'yukne that is chokuf and v'kise yakovit should be lamato al ha'oret l'hein boilis kune. Shemeinis b'menifa al-gufoi, klayma, shemachamimim oisoi b'ishon, emalochim v'machamim b'ishon, u'metanenoi b'menifa. The Rabbeinu Shlom cooled them off, he was fanning away the heat. They chose him as pshat. First of all, the malochim were nishtoimim, to see that can have a person, plus of a dumb, a slamato, it could be the tuve, that's chokuk and the kisi akobis, the godless of Yaakov Avinu. They were envious of him. It could be the envy was Bechina of Kines Seifrim Tarba Chochmim. That means they saw the Maile of Abbas of Adam. He could be Abbas of Adam Lamat, and he could be Chokuk Bekise Yaakovit, and which is a higher Madrega than they are. So they wanted to study him. But there was one problem. The Malochim Ashvidei Eish. So when they came to look at him, it got very hot. They didn't realize that, they didn't take this into consideration. It was a tremendous heat that was coming out from the Guf of the Malochim. So that shot, Kodesh Baruch Hu Nitzav Olav Kav Yochel, he was fanning him, that the heat should not affect him. That's what Rashi says, Shemeni Pabunaitamini Palatila Minashere. Just like a father would want to make sure if the son is exposed to heat, so the father would come and fan him, he shouldn't get benizik from the heat. So the same thing, Kavyochalina Hashem Nitzavola. What does Taisla say? Oilim umistaklim b'diyukai shalmaylo v'yordim. So these malachim went up, and they looked at the diyukai shalmaylo v'yordim. So Taisla says, mashme sha'isim sha'oilim heim sha'yordim. The malachim went up, then they went down. B'leil mashme sha'cheirim hayu. There were different malachim. The kama oilim tchei v'yordim tchei. Two malachim went up, two malachim went down. It is Eilim V'yordim. So, the Maharal wants to emphasize this kasha. He wants to say, and like this, that there were Malachim who were escorting Yaakov Avinu. So they saw the Yaakov Avinu Ilamata. I mean, they didn't, so when they came to them by the Maharal Sulam, they wanted to go up and see the Yaakov Avinu that chokus b'kisei Yaakovus, and they came up and so they were coming up to see that, and the malachim that were lamayla came lamata to see the Yaakov Avinu lamata. They wanted to see the gevaldik dimyan between the tzur of Yaakov lamayla and the tzur of Yaakov lamata. So there were four takev. The Gemara only mentions why they went up. They went up to see the Yaakov Avinu that's Chokos Bekisei Yaakovus, but for the same reason, the Malachim Lamailo went down to see the Yaakov Avinu Lamata. Ha'oret asherat ha'shoichav aleo l'chot neno. So the Gemara asks, my Zavusai, ha'oret, so it seemed just this area that Yaakov Avinu was lying on, the Bereishim was given to him. So that's very little. That's Aladam is the Kaime Shaloda, but Ashata Shoichev Oleo, the area you're lying on. Omar Abitzak Malamit Shakopla Kodesh Bohu, Bachol Eretz Yisrael, Binicha Takas Yaakov Avinu. The Bereishim was Mekapel, whole Eretz Yisrael, Minita Tachas Yaakov Avinu, Shetainoicha Likovesh Levonov. Others say Pshat, Ben Yehuda says, Kaplo Kol Eretz Yisrael does not mean the physical Eretz Yisrael, it means there's a Chelik Haruchni, a similar to the Nefesh of Eretz Yisrael. And that Rabbeinu Shlom was kapel, was mekapel, and that was in the Dalet Amos of Yaakov Avinu. So that means if a Yaakov Avinu was lying on the nefesh of the Gantzeret Yisrael, so that was like kilu he did a chazoke, or he's over it, he's moishel over it. So that was already the haskola to the kibush, that the kibush will be easier. Or others want to say pshat is a meyredik yisod from the Ramban. Ramban says that a nevuah can change for certain reasons. We see by Yaina. Yaina says ma'avoyim yaim and the ninvei nepoches and they did tshuva, so it changed. So it's a nevuah does not necessarily mean that there could be factors that can change it. But the Ramban says that if the nevuah of Pu'ula was done lamata from the Novi, that it means that the nevuah was already chal on this world already. If the nevuah was chal, that's why sometimes a Novi threw a stone and that's a simon that this Medina will have a mapole. The nevuah is chal, the Rosh Hashanah says, that's why the Yodai Achezeh by Cave Esau, the Rebbein Shalom wanted to make sure that Klai Yisrael will take over the Melucha, whatever it will be, the Melucha from Edom, whatever the matzav of Klal Yisrael might be, but this already, this nevuah was brought down in this world already, that the other it has is Bakei Beisov. So Mamela, others want to say, so that was a Yaakov Avinu, who was very Moshel and Ganseres Yisrael. So what they already, this nevuah was already how the mixtures of this world. So Mamela, so that was the purpose of people, the colors is all tasta. What does Rashi say? My Rav say, Alba Amis Yishkova Yistich Elotis Labono Yibuk Kwa Amis Benech Likovish Labono Kibbalad Amis. I mean, just like he's controlling and being Moshel over these Dalad Amis, so they'll be Moshel the Kol Eretz Yisrael. Vayomer Shalcheini Kiyola HaShach. Now it's very interesting. The Mefoshim explains, if you learn the Sukim Elach, it says like this, Vayisavik Imoy Adalei Sashocha. He was fighting Tuvalei Sashocha. Tuvalei Sashocha. So we know that he stopped fighting by Alei Sashocha. Then he said, so he's finished already. This Malach is finished. So he finished his fighting already. Then he said, Shalcheini ki ola hashocha. Send me away, ki ola hashocha. Now I can be here, ki ola hashocha. So this is, so it seems that this is a new, I'm finished fighting. That Yaakov Avinu saw before, he stopped fighting. He said, ki me adaloi sashocha. Then he said, Shalcheini ki ola hashocha. Omaloi. So he told them, let's learn the Bible with Tosis and Shad. Gavavata, he could use the Sato, Shemichel, Mina Shocha, send you away now, because you're a Gavav, or you're a gambler. A gambler is very much afraid of the Shachar, because normally a gambler loses more than he gains, so there's a lot of people he owes money. So when it becomes light in the morning, then he goes and, he goes and he hides, so people shouldn't see him. So yet, it's getting light already. Amalei malachani, they told them, I'm a malach, which seems that till then Yaakov Avinu was unaware of this. Kegoinid malei, he told them, I'm a malach, and the yemshin of reisi, so Yegiyaz Mani Loima Shira Adakshav told them from when I was created, I never had the opportunity to say Shira. And today's my day to say Shira, so send me right with Yaakov Avinu was capable of holding him back. Yaakov Avinu had his Arisei Mekim. He was Menateyach. The Malach, he was capable of holding it back, so he requested from him, send me back, because this is my first opportunity. So the Minyada said something very interesting. He said that really this was Sori Shalesov. He says, no, Sori Shalesov is the from the Malachim that say Shira. He used a different tafkid, Tzorei Shalaisov. So he says, really, he wanted to go up to Bench Gaimo, because he says, that's what Yaakov Avinu, he's still around after the fight with Yaakov Avinu, so he felt he has to Bench Gaimo. So that's why he wanted to get away to Bench Gaimo, but he didn't want to tell them who he really was. He told them, I have to say Shira. But the practice is the means that he's a malach, the yemish and ivreis, and he's mani leima shira. Hadasha. Messiah lei l'Rav Chananel. But the Gemara says, oh, from this, we see a raya to Rav Chananel. Omarav. Sholish kiteish shalmalachei asharis emreish shira b'chol yoy. There are three titis of Malachi Asharis that they say Shira B'chol Yoyim. Achas Emeres Kodesh. Achas emeres kodesh, vachas emeres kodesh Hashem tabok. Right. So this is a very difficult Gemara. So he told him, shalcheini ki ola shalcha, then he says, I never said shiva, to the regis mandi adachshav. Raya to Rav Hanano said, Sholish Kitish and Malachi shows Angry Shiva Bachal Yain. One says Kaddish, one says Kaddish, the other one says Kaddish Hashem Tzibokei. We have to understand what is Pshat in the Gemara. So let us first see Taisvis, then we'll come to Rashi. But now you lay the Rav Hanano, Taisvis realize this problem. What we see here. Because one thing of a shaykhah to the other. Perish b'mesh o'im Hashem alachi o'im r'mshira. He says, Rav Hanano said, Matat sholish kite shamachah sholish o'im r'mshira. But you see from Rav Hanano l'marav that Malachim say shira. And here we see that this Malach said, send me away because it's time to say shira. We see Malachim say shira. That is one of the functions of a malach to say shira. That's one pshat in Taisvis. My child doesn't like this at all. He says, this psukim they say shira, you have to bring up a from this maisa that they say shira. That's one pshat in Taisvis. Inami, another pshat in the Gemara. How the kamash lay gears mani miyem shini vresi lay mishira dachshav. That means we see something very interesting, that the Shira is not said constantly, but yet it's said very sparsely. Like he said, from when I was created, I never said Shira till now. This is my opportunity to say Shira. Fine. Rav Hanano said that they can't say it's not that the Shira is not the an abundance of shira, the kama echad in the kodesh, the suloi. So, Mamela, we see Rav Hanano also says that from here we see there's not an abundance of shira in Zman. That means the miyem shini b'reisi, this is the first and only time I have to say shira. That we see from over here. And Rav Hanano says that they don't say too much. Kodesh, once it's the book. So the raya is that, according to Rav Hanano, we see that it is a minimum amount of shira that a malach can say. Mistam, according to Rav Hanano, just like you say a minimum amount, you say Kodesh or Kodesh. To the Melahu, and then you say it in very rarely. Zman, oh, so that's a raya. We have a raya to that, because to hear the Malach said this, that place is pshat. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Kavyut is Dainiv Nefashit, and we'll see Taisus has a problem with this. That means he said, to send me away because Allah Shachar said, yes, you're a kidnapper. Now there's a kidnapper coming over here. It's in Taisus. Shloisha kitais chadoshim miyayim oyayim. That three kitas are created every day. That's what Rav Hanano said. Rav Hanano said that three kitas are created every day to say shira, and l'chere pshat m'rashi is that the Basho brings down in Rashi, Basho says as follows, the mashma miyim shen nivro einei mishira ela parmacha. That's what he said. I never said shira yet. V'chein, yeah. And we see from Rav Hanano that the malachim are created, and they say shira once, and then they're finished. So we see that there's such a concept of saying once in an existence of a Malach Shira, there's certain Malachim which are created every day, and they say Shira, and then he brings down Medrash Chabe, the Masha Amar Rab Chelvoi, Loila Menkach, Shalmaila Makalefus, Vishoyne. That it's not Makalis, and it doesn't repeat itself. Elochol Yoim, Boyre HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kach Shalmalochim, so for Rav Chananel, we see that there's such a concept of one to say Shira. So there's other malachim that are created each day to say Shira. There's other malachim that were created from Sheish Shemei Bereishis. But they all say one Shira. What the Cheshbon is, that's how the Marshal says Pshat and Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Gershon seems to say this also. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Gershon. Tzayle Rav Chanan, O'klant Chazin and Hoche, Sholish Kiti, Shomalachi Eshoz, Livroin B'chol Yoyim, the Creator of Hashem, Rim Shira L'Akadosh Baruch Hu. Lefichach HaMalochim HaNivroin B'Sheish Shemei Bereishis, there are Malochim which are created Sheish Shemei Bereishis, so we see that such a thing, a malach was created to say Shiva once, and then that's the end, that's the tachlis. So there are other malachim, there's malachim from Sheshima, it seems, miyayim shenivreisi, he wasn't just created, miyayim shenivreisi. Chaz in Mechitas Chabeinu, the Sefer written about Rashiv Rabbi Yankim Zechayim Ulevroche, so he brings down a Maise. There was an elderly woman, Bahari Hades, and as she was getting older, she found existing much more difficult. Her eyesight became weak, her hearing became weak, and she was Klal weak, and she was a Balas Yisurim, and so then she was dining ready, so what kind of life is this? Why do I need to exist? So then what am I accomplishing already in this world? It's already over bottle. So the son of this woman went to Rabbi Yankiv and asked him, what could he tell his mother? Rabbi Yankiv told the Torah over this Gemara. He says, you see, there's a malach that was created Mishesh Shemei Bereishis. This malach of Yom Shemei Bereishis was created for 2,000 years. 2,000, this is about 2,000 years, he said. And for this malach, the Rabbi Nishom was mafarnes him for 2,000 years, a malach also needs parnasa, that he should say once shira. And that's kedai for the Rabbi Nishom, to have a malach that's going to say once shira, it's kedai to be mafarnes him for 2,000 years. So he said, if you realize what one amen is, what one bracha is, but one capital tillum is that you say, do you know how choshev it is? He says, it's worthwhile for the Rabbeinu Shloimeh to be mefarnes you for thousands of years for one broche, for one omein. You can still say one omein, you can say one broche. You're accomplishing a lot. So he told her, that was his raya from this Gemara. So that's how Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom lemshat the Gemara. The raya is that there's such a concept of a malach that's created to say Shira for one time. No, there's different stones. There's one that created each day, one that's created Mishesh Shemei Bereishis. The Ben Yoyoda, the Shver Gemara, the Messiah, like, the Ben Yoyoda wants to say, very interesting, that when Yoda learns different than Rashi, and Yoda wants to say, Rav Chananel says, Sholeish Kiteh Shomolachi Eshoreis, Oim Reish
Shiva Bechol Yom.
So he learns Pshat in this Gemara that there are three kitas that say Shiva every day. But vice versa, other malachim, three kitas, the billions of malachim. But other malachim don't say every day. We can be a malachim that you say once in a lifetime. So Memele, that's the Messiah lay. The character of Rav Hananel Amarav said, the three kitas say Bechol Yom. That's how the Ben Yehudel and the Gemara. Maral wants to say that the Gemara is that Rav Hananel said Sholush Kitas Shel Malach Rishos Omer Shire Bechol Yom. It seems they say Shire by day, not by night. Bechol Yom. So he says, oh, that's a raya, because we tain it ki ola ashalcha. So if they say Shira by night also, so why did he wake up now all of a sudden? Well, what happened in the middle of the night? What happened with the Shira? Now, if I care, well, that's the raya for Rav Hananel Lamarav. Hananel says, Shoyim rim b'chol yayim. The Shira said, by day. Oh, so as soon as it became day, now it's time he has to go into the Shira. That the Maral was shot in the Gemara. So we have a stickle Mahalach how to understand the Gemara. Let us see Taisvitz, Kavyustus. He asked him, Yaakov Avinu asked this Malach. He says, why, Allah Shacha, Yadamber, what Kavyustus? Perish per contras, kind of nefashis. Are you a kidnapper? The Koshala Perusha, the Oma Babchavis, Moral Babchiris also mentions this word Kavyustis. There is a very difficult to understand. The Amar Kuntrikus Hagmein Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai. This Kuntrikus Hagmein was a guy. He came to Rabbi Yechonim Ben Zakkai and was asking him Kashus on Chumash. So he told him, Moshe, but not even say Kashus. He said to Rutan. From his crushes, he made certain conclusions. They told him, Moshe Rabchem Ganefaya Ekubustusaya, Aishene Boki Bechesbainusaya. That he came to one of three conclusions. Either Moshe Rabbeinu was a Ganef, a Kubustus, or he didn't know Mer. And the Kasha was as follows. It says by the Nidvas HaMishkan that he collected two kikur and 11 mona. And the 201 kikur and 11 mona of silver. When he gave that, when he made a cheshbon how much he gave for the Mishkan, he gave back 100 kikah. So he had received 201 kikah and 11 money. He gave back 100 kikah for the Mishkan. So this Hagmein is a problem. So we're missing 101 kikah and we're missing 11 money. So he came to one of three conclusions. Either he's a Galmet or a Kavyustus, or he doesn't know math. That was his conclusion. And he told this to Rabbi Yochanan. He said, this is Aishayim Yubaki Bechashbainus. Ayanos and Machte, half he gave for the Siyas HaMishkan. The Nato Machte, half he kept for himself. And even the herb that he gave wasn't also a complete herb. He didn't get that. There were 201 and 11 mon, and he gave back 100. 201 kikah and 11 mon, and he just gave back 100 kikah. That was his taina on Moshe Rabbeinu. The places of Mar Shaykh Sham Gordon of Nefoshes. Well, over there, what's shot over there is here. He was a kidnapper. So that's why if he's a kidnapper, and I understand why. He took more than half of the gvir for the Nidvas HaMishkan. How did the kidnapper come in? The Karshan Rashi. Yesh mefurshim the koya shaila rishayna. But really, that what he says could use this group to segment as other shaila, and other problems in the Chumash. The koma hayes Rabbi Yechanan ben Zarkai beprotn shalavim at the meitzu chafes aluf vegimul meis. When you count out all the levim, there was 22,300. What happens is we're missing 300 levim. Maybe he's a kidnapper. Maybe we started off with 22,300, then all of a sudden he ended up with 22,000. So what happened with these 300? He kidnapped those levim. So it's going on the previous shaila. That means first the Hegman asked all the Shailas, he asked what happened to 300 Levim, what happened to the 101 Kikra, and then he came to his conclusion, did he Zaganev, Surat HaFeret on the 101, or on the 300 Levim, he's a kidnapper. Somebody doesn't know more.
Another kasha that says on Rashi, the Gemara says simpain ba'avodim leket.
But if you buy an eved, you can't tie it to the maker. There's a moment the eved. You dupe me it because if you buy an eved, that's what you have to expect. You can't expect anything better. So the Gemara says, "Mimsa ganav oikev yustes igiyay." That means if you bought an eved, then you found that he's a ganav. What did you expect? He wants to remember that he's an alamad of tzaddik, and that's an eved. That's an eved. So Mamela, so if you found he's a ganav oikev yustes, so Mamela higiyay is the mekach is chal. So. Perish. The Rubach is Nayo. Most of them are like that. So if you bought an Eved, what do you have to expect? A Hashta, Bishiraiva, Vodim, and Kaine, and Apashi. Some of them, you're right. But most of them are kidnappers. Because Mira, Kamesha, Perish, Abena, Hanamu, Adivim, Shat, Kavustus, Mitachet, Pekuria. So Mitkubustus means the gambler. Aha, the Kamahoka, Yakim, the Malach, the He, Kavustus, Ata, Shatamistos, what Shatamistos over here? The Gemara Pcheiros is very good. Meisha Beinu was the gamble, so he needed money, so he took the kicker. He took more than half for himself. But how does this come over here? She used to after Shatamistori Nima Shacha, Lefishadech, Mifrachi, Bekuvia, Chayv Lekamab Nayoga. A gambler usually loses a lot more than he gains. So he's hiding. But those who he owes money to should not meet up with him. So according to Ben Hanan, it's very good. The Gemara covers this out. Fine. Let's go further. Mekitza, we head over here. Now the Gemara is going to delve a little bit in the memgo of Rav Hananel. Rav Hananel said, the three kittus that they share, one says Kodesh, one says Kodesh, and one says Kodesh Hashem Tzavokim. Rek the Gemara Akash and Rav Hananel, Meisalei, Habib and Yisroel Vnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaisim Malachi Yashoreish, Shisroel Oimrim Shira Bechol Shot, Malachi Yashori, and Emim Shira, Ella Pamachas Bayim. Malachi Yashori say either once a day, Omrila Pamachas Bashabbos once a week, Omrila Pamachas Bachadish once a month, Omrila Pamachas Bashana once a year, Omrila Pamachas Bashmur once a Shemitah, Omrila Pamachas Bayevo once in a Yevo, Omrila Pamachas Boilo once in their existence. Right. So this is one Chavivin Yisrael Lepaznei Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaisim Malachi HaShore. At the Malachim say, the different Malachim, this is how the Marsha says Pshat, Omri Lo, we're not talking about the machlekes. There's different sugi malachim. Other malachim say once a day, others say once a week. But Klal Yisrael's Oimrim Shira B'chol Sho. They say Shira B'chol Sho. So L'chayre, what is the Shira B'chol Sho that Klal Yisrael says? L'chayre, the Shira, we'll see later, L'chayre, the Shira is they say Kedusha, Kodesh, Kodesh, Baron Yachat, Kaich, Vibach, we'll see it's going to say Kedusha, it's not B'chol Sho, maybe it's twice a day, this my chavrusa asked. Could be, I don't know if this is Emes Teres, but perhaps could be it's Korbel Emes. Could be Shira means Perik Shira. It's a Perik Shira. Agavuche. There's a Pirish and Perik Shira from Goin Abraham Knievsky Shlita. So he, when he brings down the Perik Shira is Baraisis that each Nivra says, we'll see in a minute. But the Baraisis starts off with a Hakadome. It says, Kala Isik be Perik Shira Boilam Azeh, Zeiche Lilmoy Talmudai miskayim biyodai, genitful miyetzer hara, michibot hakever, midine shal gehinam, vizeiche limayis ha-mashiach, chayo ilam abo. That's the hagdome, the perik shira. So, by says, and nefesh ha-chayim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, nefesh ha-chayim, shar alef, soif perik yad alef, so he speaks about Perik Shirim. So he says, Shal Yidei Amiris Ha'odom Oysoi, Shehu Kailu Kol HaKoiches Kulam. But the person has in him all the Koiches of the whole Bria. The Goyin brings down the Zazer HaKodesh, Nasa Odom. So when the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Nasa Odom, so what's the Loshon Rabin? The whole Bria was Mishtatev, in the Bria Sa'odah. So a person has in himself Kol HaKoiches Kulam. When he says Shire, Hu Naisen Koich LaMalochim Basorim Shal Kol Eilu HaBriyas Sheyimru Eilu HaShiris. When a person says Pirkei Shirim, so through the Amira of a Yid, so they are capable of saying these shiris, v'yideizehimoshim chiyusam v'shifum lashpia b'chol ha'tachtayim. So could be, Yisrael emrim shira b'chol shoh, could mean, means besides kedusha, could be, this is perik shira, what Klal Yisrael says b'chol shoh, that means in Klal Yisrael you can find the saying this perik b'chol shoh. So b'kitzah, the Bible, we don't have, we're not up to the kasha yet. But we're saying that we have a baraisa that the baraisa is telling us that Chavivin Yisroz Nekadosh Baruch Hu Yosem Malachei Hashoret and Yisroz say Shira B'chol Sho, Malachim say either once a day or once in their whole existence. Fine, one thing. Another thing, B'Yisroel Maskirim Es Hashem Achashtei Teivis. Klal Yisrael is Masker Hashem after Shtei Teivos. Shnema Shema Yisrael Hashem. Malachi Yeshua say Masker Nes Hashem Malachi Gimel Teivos. They first are Masker Hashem after Gimel Teivos. Kedersiv Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzibokes. Vein Malachi Yeshua reis Oimrim Shiro. That's the second thing. We see Chaviv in Yisrael. And a Malach can only be Masker Hashem after three Teivos, and a Yid can after two Teivos, Shema Yisrael Hashem. And the third thing, Ve'malache Ashores Emrim Shira Lamaila Shemri Yisrael Lamata. They can't say Kedusha. Lamaila till Klal Yisrael will say Lamata Shenema Baron Yachat Koich Ve'Boiker. When they sing together, Koich Ve'Boiker is going on Klal Yisrael, Hanim Shel HaKoichovim, So Bekitza, let's just, so these, so in this Baraisa it says there are three Nekudis that Chavivim Yisrael over Malochim. Yisrael say Bechol Shoshire, Malochim don't have this Maila. Yisrael are Masked Hashem after two Tevis, they're Masked Hashem after three Tevis. And the third thing that that first Klal Yisrael says Kedusha, Hey, Malachi, Shos, Oimrim, Shiro, Lamaila, Shema, Yisro, Lamad. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is, Avchanan said not like that. He said, one Malach says Kaddish, one Malach says Kaddish, the third Malach says Kaddish, Hashem, Sabokais. So you see, Malachim, Amaske, Hashem, after one table. So that's the Kasha. That's the most Kasha now, Avchanan. And for the Gemara, El Achas Emeres Kodesh, Achas Emeres Kodesh Kodesh, Achas Emeres Kodesh 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 Hashem Tzibokis. So the Teres Haim says Pshat in this Gemara, the Gemara means as follows. Ben Yod also says the same Pshat. That the Gemara means the Muslim making a grais. The three Kitas, one says Kodesh, they all say together Kodesh. The second Kita, after the first Kodesh, he says a second Kodesh. It's the second and third, say a second time Kodesh. And then the third Kita says Kodesh Hashem Tzibokis. That means after saying the first two times Kodesh, he says the third time, she says Kodesh Hashem Tzibokis. So Lamaisa, so it comes out, that's Vakert. I mean, a Malach will not say Masker Hashem after three. Only after three Tevis. Only after three Tevis will be able to be Masked Hashem. But that what it says, he says, Kodesh Hashem Tzibokis, that means that he's Moisif on the other two Kitas. The first Kitas says Kodesh alone, the second Kitas says Kodesh, Kodesh, and the third Kitas says Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The first two are together, and the third one he says alone. That's the Teretz of the Gemara. Let's first see Rashi. Shloisha kite achashtei tevish ma Yisrael Hashem malachim ein miskiren es Hashem b'shirosom ad lachesholosh tevis kodesh 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 Hashem keich veibayka Yisrael ha-meshulim l'keichove ktanimi es achashtei tevis at amut kodesh Hashem. Fine, that's the Gemara. Now understand a little bit what the Gemara is saying over here. I say over a maral, that is a kaponim, we have the Indian of three tevis and two tevis. So the maral says as follows. The maral says, Shloisha einai kilavud, ushnayim ein kilavud. We have such a cloud in Loch Lamoisha Misinai, that if something is three tvachim away, so it's muvdal. Something is less than three tefachim away, so it's attached. That's the din of love. Lachain. So he says like this. Hashem Yisboach shuhu nivdal min ha-malochim. The Rabbi Yisraelim and ha-malach, they're moved over. So maskir in shmoy acher gimel tevis. Ki bozeh ein lo yitziruf aleihem. It means after three tevis is like a barrier of three tevis between the malachim usay shire and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So that means he's mugdol from the malachim. This is a hevdol. That's the meaning of the three tevis. Avol Yisrael nikroim bonim. Va'apen yesh leitziruf elo'o. L'chein maskirin shmoy acha beis tevis. That's what the Maral says. It means, after two words, we can ask it, because there's a chibur of Klal Yisrael to the Rabbi Yisrael. This inyan, that the Malachim say Shire, first Klal Yisrael say Shire, and then the Malachim say Shire, Abchaim V'loshna Nefesh Achaim says, it says, Amir Liki Yisod, it says, a Malach cannot say Shire, cannot say Kedusha without Klal Yisrael. It's not Tamazay, they wait for Klal Yisrael. He says the gather of Kedusha is that their male, the oilom is that each oilom is nis'ale to the next oilom. That's the inyan of Kedusha. Let's, I just like to mention a little the Loshon of Rav Chaim Volozhin. He says, there's Chalukei Deis, who's bigger, a Malach or a Yid? So he says like this, let's just get our perspectives right. Vadai Malach Godol Meha Odom. A Malach is much greater than a person. Ein Be'etzen Mahusoi, the Mahus of a Malach. Ein Be'goyvel Kedushosoi, the Kedusha of a Malach. Niflois Hasogosoi, the Hasogos of a Malach. Ein erich v'dimyein b'neihem klal. There's no comparison for a yid to a malach. If you look at the mouth of the malach, the kedusha of a malach, the asogas of a malach, no comparison. Omnom b'dover echad yisroin godol l'odom me'am alochem. Much greater than a malach. Bohu ha'loas Bis kashres elomes bakoiches v'ore v'ho'oireis echot b'chaveiroi. That is a inyan of being male and being mekasher, being miyachet, the elomes one to the higher elom. Asher ein ze bakoich klal l'shum malach. A malach can't do that. Ke malach be'etzem koich echot proti levat. He only has one koich. Lachain ein bekoyach viyachelus hamalach klal lahalois ulakasha ulayachet koloilam ba'ilam hanoti al resheim kivin sheine meshutavlem. The malach is no shaykhis with these alumnus, with the next alum. The gam alias atzmuse shel hamalach ein toli boy ba'atmoi. A malach is called an oimet, srofim oimdim. Rak ha'odom bovad hu amale v'amekasher v'meyached ha'selomis machma shehu kolul mikulam. The person has in himself all the elomis, the koiches of all the elomis, v'em bekoyach v'yecheles ha'malochim klal leftoyach piyem lahagdish liyoytzram ki inyen amiris ha'kdushu ha'los elomis Loisuf dushosam, v'zein b'koyach shemalach b'sorof la'soysam. So that's what the Gemara says, Baron, the Baraisa says, Baron, yachat, koich ve'boike, v'hoda v'iriyu kolmanei elikim. So the Gemara answers, you're right, that what it says, Kodesh Hashem Tzavokis means Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem Tzavokis. Frek the Gemara, Va'ika Baruch. So the Gemara Sakasha, you just said that what? Just said that what? That a Malach can only be Maskil Hashem after three Tevis. Right? Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzavokes. It says Baruch Kvoid Hashem Im Kaimai. So after two Tevis. Emphat the Gemara Oifanim Hodom Rele. No. Let's not mix our Sugim. This Srofim. And they found him. The Srofim say Kaddish. We'll see in Tosfos. The Srofim say Kaddish. The Srofim, that's what the Baraisa says, a Yid is much greater than the Srofim. They need three Tevis. They found him. They found him is another Parsha. They found him can say after two Tevis. The boy is Eimok, even the Shaib Rishusa is Yav. Since Rishus was given, so Memele was given. So first let's see Rashi, then let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi, Ve'ike Baruch, Ve'uskacha Beis Tevis, Kedersiv Baruch Ve'id Hashem Im Kaimai, U'mishani Baruch Ho'ifanim Huda Omrilei, Sheheim Mikisei HaKoveid Atzmoi. They found him is from the Kisei HaKovet. Actually, these are the wheels of the Kisei HaKovet. These are the wheels of the Kisei HaKovet. So that's Kisei HaKovet. Kisei HaKovet is another parsha. We're talking about Malochim. This is Kisei HaKovet. The Chimrin and Anan, the Malochim. We're talking about Malochim. This is Eifanim. Given the Shav Rishusa Lahaskir, the Kvaris Kiru Bekodesh, Laacha Shalish Tevesh Shal Shvah, Yishar Rishus Elat Kurei Lahedya. So on this Gemara, the Teres Chaim says a very interesting Bipshat. He says, the Kedusha of the Yoifanim, he says, this is a second Teres. According to the first Teres, the Gemara said like this, the Baraisa only said that Ayid is greater than Srotan. Eifanim? Eifanim could be the equal to Eifanim. That's Eifanim is Kisei HaKovet, the Sheresh Nishmash Yisrael is Tachas Kisei HaKovet. Could be that's already one is equal to the other. The second Teretz, the Gemara is saying that I got news for you. Eifanim are also, Yisrael is greater than Eifanim also. Eifanim say if the two Tevis. So the Teretz Chaim says felt like this. The Kedushas Eifanim La ba'apei nafshayu mekadsh. They're not being mekadish. Aloshein oinin kedushoson al kedushas asrofim. That means this is not a new kedusha. They're answering the kedusha of the srofim. Bechein mashme. Vaifanim bechayis akedish. Misnasim lumas asrofim. So this means this is a continuation of the shvach that the Srofim started. The Srofim said Kodesh, 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 and they're saying Lo'umas Asrofim, Lo'umas Mishapim, Bekivin Dachat Kodesh Ninu, Bekivin Dachat Yishav Rishus Yishav. That means already after three times saying Kedusha, so it's given Rishus to say Kedusha, so this is already a hemshech of that kedusha. So we're saying the Eifanim also are not great, are not equivalent to the Eden. So kaponim, that's when now we'll know pshat already in the davening of kaponim. Now we know taitzvet, Eifanim, chayis kedush, misnasim, ulmas asrofim. Now we know we're getting a little acquainted with the pamal yeshomaylo. Let us see taitzvis. Boruch Eifanim uda omrilo. Aber Kodesh, Eimrim Srofim. Kedersiv, Oim Srofim, Oim de Mimaloi, Ersiv Basrei, Bekora Ze, Erzev, Oma, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. So the Srofim say Kodesh. Umarish on the Eimrim Betvila Shoitze, Vaifanim, Bechayis HaKodesh. Oh, now, how it's with the Chayis HaKodesh? The Chayis, Namri Eimrim Boruch, the Chayis also say Boruch. Tadifi Misrofim, they're also better than the srofim. The krona mimuchach, the chayis vayfanim oimrim boruch. The bosa kro the boruch, ksiv. This the posik of boruch is a posik in Yecheskel Gimel posik yud beis. I think it should be a posik yud beis. So if the boruch it says, ksiv v'koil kanfei hachayis. The knofayim of the chayis, mashika is ish al achayisa. One is, they were flapping their wings, that was a shira. The koil o eifanim lo umosam, koil rash godu. So memele, so when it says boruch, it says the chayis and the eifanim. So vakel, the chayis and the eifanim are one, more or less one category. B'chol dukte mashmet eifanim bosa chayis kriri. That the eifanim are nigra bosa de chayis. Tersiv ubeleches achayis yelcho eifanim etzlom. Binosei achayis maloretz yinoso eifanim. Tersiv nami, that's in the Malbim Sefshan, these psukim, that the chayis are directing the direction of the eifanim. The eifanim are wheels. And this is, and then so it's very good. So there's chayis and there's eifanim, and that's one darga. They say boruch kvoit. If boruch kvoit, they say hishem riv taima. The yofinen hashte leperis said the chayis usrofim ein akelecho. Al kaponim, we just learned now. That chayis and srofim are not the same. You see, srofim say after three tables, chayis say after two tables. Like Taisves, Bepek, Ein Dershin, Eimer, Posek Echad Eimer, Sheish Knafayim Lechad. One Posek says they had 6 weeks. Posek Echad Eimer, Abo Knafayim Lechad. the more is a kasha. But Toysus, a my kushe, a high kodesh eshknafayim beschofen. See, a high bechayis, see, what's a kasha? The two different sugim, so one has six knafayim, one has four knafayim, what's a kasha? Yishloime de mistabala ishein mishunim bekanfayim. Sicher, it's a different madrege, hecha madrege, but one should have six and one should have four, that's not mistabala. Priyagavne, so Taisa says, I bring you a similar guy. Priyagavne porgapeg bolog, si vasis alocho arain eight. The Rabbi Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, she make an arain eight. Or si vasu arain atzei shite. They made an arain atzei shite. So the Gemara is a kasha. Here there was a tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu vasisa. And it says, vasu, they made it. So the Gemara is a kasha. It says, oh, shtik teire. Mikan she malachte shel talmud chacham betolim al bnei heir. That means he's talking b'chuyif to do it, but they do it for him. I say that's the Gemara's pattern. Frek tois vis afapi shahoya oren acher. And he's doing it in arayness. What's the kasha? The oren that Moshe Rabbeinu made, he brought up to for the Kabbalah's luchas shnius. And this is the oren that was in the Mishkan. So what's the kasha? His mistamek and Moshe Yezeh, Kacho Yezeh, mistamek, they were the same. If there was a tzivu in that vasisa on this oran, someone does a tzivu vasisa on yen oran also. The chayim ba'amoycha peiris, the man do b'pnei mishalochit. The gemara is akashe, by the kum, it says b'nei mishalochit. Boksi b'pnei malabayis. Nari shalochit, mikruvim shal shloime, akruvim shal Moshe porech. So what's the kashe? The kruvim shal Moshe was a yishalochit. So that's what Taisa wants to bring, that Lamaise, the Gemara held, there are certain things, even though they're different, but that should not be a reason that there should be a shinui between one and the other.